The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 281 through 293, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 18, 1966, in New York.
Vishayaka nishyasita kalam athavalambaya jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahan sa yajasya kalabhisesho govindamadi puritam tamahamaya. Krishna's first expansion, second expansion, the third expansion is Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu's potency is described in the Brahma Sanhita. Jasaikan nishasita kalam athavalambya. Nishasita kalam means the breathing period. Just abiding by the breathing period of that Mahavishnu, jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Jagadannanatha means the supreme creature, created creature, Brahma. Brahma is the principal supreme creature in every universe. There are innumerable universes and there are innumerable Brahmas also. You will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, that sometimes it is called Leela, pastime. The Brahma, when Krishna was here on this planet, so Brahma was very much proud that Krishna is now in the earthly planet. And this earthly planet is one of the innumerable planets under my control. Brahma is the controller, is the primal, principal living entity in this universe. So he was little proud that Krishna is within my control. So therefore Krishna, because he is a Paramatma, he knows everything, what one thinks, what one does. So Krishna asked Brahma to come and see. So Brahma came. His doorman informed Krishna that doorman asked Brahma, "Who are you, please?" Now he say, "Krishna, that I am Brahma, I have come to see him." So when the doorman informed Krishna that in Dwarka, when Krishna was there as king, so Krishna asked, "Oh, which Brahma? Which Brahma?" The doorman came back again and informed that, "Which Brahma you are?" So Brahma became astonished. "Which Brahma?" And I am the Brahma, I am the supreme creature in this universe. And which Brahma? He was surprised and he said, "Tell Krishna that four-headed Brahma. Brahma has four head." So Krishna called him, "All right, come on." So he came and he offered his obeisances and Brahma asking Krishna, "My Lord, may I ask you some question?" Now, what is that? "That your doorman asked me which Brahma. So does it mean there are other Brahma also?" Oh, Krishna said, "Yes, there are innumerable Brahmas. You are only four-headed, there are eight-headed, there are 16-headed, 32-headed, 64-headed, 128-headed and millions of headed. So all, I'm calling them all. So Krishna called all the Brahmas by his Maya. Brahma could see them, but they could not see this four-headed Brahma. And each of them came and offered obeisances to Krishna. And they asked, Lord, you have, what can I do for you? You have asked me. Yes, I have not seen you for so many times, so many days, so I called you. So they came, thousands and millions of Brahma came and offered obedience and they went there. And this Brahma, four-headed Brahma, remained in the corner. Oh, what should be done? What is that? So this is Krishna's creation. So here it is stated that Jasyaikam Nishyasita Kalam Athavalambha. Only just abiding by the breathing period of Mahavishnu, there are millions of Brahma, they are living. And each Brahma's period that you have read in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Marahajat Brahmano Vidhu. The Brahma's one day means 4,300,000 into 1,000. That is one Brahma's 12 hours. Similarly, 24 hours one day. Now calculate 1 month, such 1 year, such 100 years. So that 100 years of Brahma is only a breathing period of Mahavishnu. Just like we are breathing, our inhalation and exhalation is going on. So during the breathing period, when the breathing is out, all these brahmadas become created, and when it is inhaled, all they are closed, account closed. So this is going on. So such Mahavishnu is the part and one of the on the fourth part of Krishna's expanse. That is stated. Lord Chaitanya is giving evidence from Brahma Sanhita. Jasyaika Nishyasita Kalam Athavalambha Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanatha Vishnur Mahanasa Yajasa Kalavisishu Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I was the, that Maha Krishna Govinda, whose fourth dimension, I mean the fourth expansion, is Mahavishnu, in whose breathing period all these Brahmas are the principal head of each Brahmanda, they live. Samasta Brahmanda Ganerihan Tajjami Karanabdhi Sayishab Jagatir Shami. This Mahavishnu, the Purushavatar, incarnation of Purusha, of Krishna, is the principal, supreme personality of Godhead of all the Brahmandas, all the many thousands of Brahmandas. Eitu kahinu pratham puruse tatta ditya puruse reveshuna mahatta. Now, he said, now, I have explained to you about the first incarnation avatar. Now just try to hear about the second Vishnu. First Vishnu is described. Now second Vishnu, what is that? Sei Purush, say for that Mahavishnu. Anantakoti Brahmanda Srijiya. Anantakoti, innumerable, universes came out of his breathing period by breathing. Srijiya means he created. Ekaika murte praveshila bahumurti kaya. Now, Mahavishnu again expanded himself in millions and millions Vishnu form and entered in each Brahmanda. The same way Mahavishnu expanded himself in millions of other forms. Pravesh kariya dakhe sab andhokar rahite nahi ko sthan kari le vichar. When he entered in each universe, it was all dark. So he began to think. Nijanga Seda Jale Brahmanda Artha Varila Sei Jale Sesajjaya Sana Karila. Now, in each Brahmanda, this universe, what we are seeing, it is only half. The half is full with water. And where is that water? We cannot see. But there is water. Just like a ball, and half the ball inside is filled with water. So, and where from this water came? The Vishnu which entered each universe, from his perspiration he created this water. And he lied down on the water. This is called Seshasai Vishnu or Garbhodakasai Vishnu. Tar Navi Padda Haite Uthila Ak Padma. And then he created one lotus flower from his navel. We have seen that picture in the title page, title cover. Navi Padma. Sei Padma Haila Brahmar Janma Sadma. From that lotus flower, on that lotus flower, the Brahma, the first created being, was manifested. Sei Padma Naina Haila Chaudha Bhuvan Teha Brahma Haya Sishti Karila Sujan. This Brahma is a living being, jiva-tattva. He is not Vishnu-tattva. Just see how much a living being can be powerful. Now, Brahma was created by this Garbhodakasaya Vishnu, and Brahma in his turn, he created all these planetary systems. There are 14 status of planetary system. Chaudha Bhuvan. Bhurlok, Bhubarlok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, and Brahmalok, and down, Tal, Atal, Nital, Patal, Talatal. And similarly, there are 14 planetary systems all over the universe. Vishnu ro paya kare jagat palane, gunatita Vishnu sparsanai mahasane. Now, this Vishnu has nothing to do. He is not affected by this material contamination. That is the power of Vishnu. Just like we are living entities, when we come into this material world, we become contaminated. We become affected by the influence of this material nature. But Vishnu, although he is looking after the management of creation of this Brahmanda, he is not affected. He is not affected. Vishnu rupaiya kare jagat palane gunatita Vishnu sparsha nahi mayasane rudra rudhari kare jagat sangha. And when these material worlds or universes are to be annihilated, the same Vishnu in his form of Lord Shiva, rudra rupa, he annihilates. Vishnu creates and Lord Shiva annihilates. Brahma is in charge of this universe. Brahma Vishnu Sivtar Guna Avatar Sishti Sthiti Player Tiner Adhika. Now, this material world is created, it is it stays for some time and it is again annihilated. Just we have seen in the Bhagavad Gita, bhutta bhutya praliyate. This is the nature, this material nature is like that. Just like you have seen one lamp, it is once it is extinguished, one it is light. Similarly, there is creation, there is maintenance, and there is annihilation of this material world. Now, these three functions are controlled by three gunavata, qualitative incarnation of the Supreme Lord. What are they? The Vishnu is the incarnation of the modes of goodness, and Shiva is the incarnation of the modes of annihilation, and Brahma is the in charge. Brahma is secondary. Brahma is the secondary creator. First of all, everything is the principle, the material principle, ingredients, and the gunas, and everything is created by Vishnu. Then the secondary creation with those ingredients, all this planetary system, everything is created by Brahma. So Brahma is also a secondary creator. And then Vishnu maintains. Just like to a carpenter, you give wood and planks and materials and screw and other things, and the carpenter makes a very good cabinet, and you maintain that. Similarly, this Brahmanda, the secondary creation is Brahma, and Vishnu is the maintainer, and when it is to be destroyed, it is destroyed by Lord Shiva. This three guna avatar. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Tara, guna avatar. They are incarnations of Krishna's guna. So in other words, it is to be understood that these three gunas, they are also coming from Krishna. Three gunas. So therefore, for Krishna, there is no such distinction. Several times, yes, I have explained this thing, but this material, spiritual, or the qualitative differences, that is for us, not for Krishna. How it is? Just like government has got different departments. There is a criminal department, civil department, and this department, that department, so many departments. Now, for us, the criminal department may not be so pleasing. Our civil department may be very much pleasing. But for the government, both the departments are equal, because they have to maintain equally, either criminal department or the civil department. The government has no distinction that this is criminal department, therefore this department should be neglected, or it is inferior. No. Rather, in criminal department, the government may spend more than civil department. Similarly, these distinction, this qualitative distinction, matter, spirit, and the different kinds of modes, they are distinction for us, not for Krishna. He is absolute. He is absolute. To the absolute, there is no such distinction. Therefore, when Krishna comes, when Krishna comes in this material, he is not affected by this. Suppose the minister, the secretary of the president, goes to the criminal department to see the prison house, and he is not affected by the prison rules. It is simple to understand. If the prisoner thinks, he is also one of the prisoners, because he has come here. This is nonsense. He is not prisoner. Similarly, when Krishna comes in this material world, if a foolish man thinks that he is also one of us, he is foolish number one. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, avajananti mangamurha manasim tunvas. Foolish person there think that I am one of them. So these examples are very nice. We can understand. So here it is stated that the Vishnu, Brahma Vishnu Sivitar Gunavatar Sishti Sthiti Praya Tineradhika. Hiranna Garbha Antarjami Garbha Dakshai Sahasra Sirshadi Kari Vede Jare Gai. In the Vedas, there is a prayer, Sahasra Sirsha. There is very famous prayer. That prayer is offered to this Vishnu. Which Vishnu? the Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, the Vishnu who has entered in every universe, that Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Ehi ditiya purush brahmandir ishar mayar asraya hai tabu maya pa. Although this Vishnu is the shelter of the material energy, still he has nothing to do with this material energy. He is free from the contamination of material energy. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse, apashat purusham purnam mayan chajat apasrayam. When Vyasdev, he was just attempting to write Srimad Bhagavatam by bhakti yoga, he saw two things. Apashat purusham purnam. He saw the Supreme Personality and the material energy apasrayam, just far away from him. Because this Maya's task is very thankless task. Maya's task is very thankless task because she is in charge of these conditioned souls, and her business is to give all the conditioned souls always miseries. Trishu, you have seen in the hand, you might not have seen, but there is a picture of Durga. She has got three Trishul. Trishul means three kinds of miseries. So the Maya, this material nature, is inflicting upon the conditioned soul always three kinds of miseries, so that they can come to their consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But the conditioned souls are so foolish and so dull, they have accepted all these miseries as very palatable. They have no sense that they are always in three kinds of miseries. Adhyati, adhibhoti, adhidhoivi. This is constantly going on. Just like in the prison house, when the prisoners are there, it is not meant that they should be comfortably situated there. The prison house meant for giving them always some trouble, so that they can come to their consciousness that we have broken, we are law breakers, therefore we are punished here. But if the prisoner becomes so full that, all, I don't care for this prison, let me finish this task and again commit nuisance and again come to this, that is going on. So, gata-gataṁ kāma-kāmālavante. So the conditioned souls, they are not coming to the sense that what is their position. This position, by the grace of some special representative of the Supreme Lord or by the Supreme Lord, is offered to this conditioned soul, that this is not your place. You are part and parcel of God. Your place is in the kingdom of God. Your place is there. You are manasasthanindriyani prakritisthani karshati. You are struggling very hard within this material nature. Just try to understand your position. So these things are described in the scriptures, in the Vedas, so that these foolish conditioned souls may come to their senses and try to become Krishna conscious and make their life successful, so that they can go back to home, back to God. Thank you.